I'm Margaret Coleman. I'm here with my dad, Cameron Coleman. And back in 2009, we started to build a cabin. We received the old visitor center from the Ottawa National Forest, and they were getting rid of it. And so we took it apart and we took it over to my dad's land and started building it piece by piece. We put it back together. And that really started it. Every summer after that, we've been going, and groups of artists have been meeting there and adding to the land and to the project with the idea that we would be able to eventually have an artist camp.
What's the reason or inspiration behind wanting to have an artist's camp out in the woods, you know, like in the Upper Peninsula, on this land with pretty rustic accommodations?
There are a couple different reasons. One, I've been, for the last 7 years, I was living in New York City. And so getting to go there was really a chance to get away, to refocus and think about what you're making, and then also to examine making things with less and being more sustainable in your art materials, and kind of thinking about things that way. So it really does give artists a chance to get away from their lives and take a break and reevaluate what they're making, learn new things. We're outside almost the entire time. We have a barn that we work in, but most of the work happens outside.
And have you had a lot of experience working with art and these art materials in this way, like being outside?
Yeah, well, I'm a sculptor, and I work in a lot of different materials, and my background was one of the material, well, clay and metal. And so I've actually gone to a lot of different residencies where you live in a trailer or I've lived in a tent doing a residency and kind of in different parts of the country. So we're sort of basing this off of other places that exist and kind of taking different elements from different places and sort of trying to put this together.
Cameron, what was your reaction when your daughter had this idea to take this old A-frame visitor center and turn it into an artist's residence or an artist community?
I'm a dreamer. I'm just right with her. We dream together, and I have been totally supportive, 100% supportive of the idea. I believe that we ought to be in community. And this is another chance with the resources we have, which are meager. Take a dream and make it happen. If you can dream it, you can do it. And we're doing it.
So the end of the workshop session will be this arts festival that's open to the public. What's the purpose and what will that look like?
It's really because it's such an exciting community around Ewan, and we want to be able to get to know everybody, and all the artists that are coming are all bringing work.
Do you feel like there already is an existing arts community in Ewan and in area?
There is a very good arts and crafts in Bruce Crossing, and what we are hoping is a lot of these different art communities will dialogue with each other. I have gone around and talked to the different businesses. And the one thing that was wonderful, we've gotten such incredible community support. The people are excited. They want to see something happen in Ewan. So it's really exciting to see the potential for the years to come. I think it's great for people to be able to come and see art from the local community and art from the national community.
Margaret and Cameron, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.